I think Callie and I are very much in the minority because we are a couple who lives in the South who doesn't really care about college sports.
It's a big thing down here. And I know, you know, I guess it's a big thing everywhere, but being raised in the South and not having like a sports team, I feel like since I'm 34 at this point, I can't really bandwagon a team because I haven't been cheering them on for my whole life. And most everybody, like if you ask a college football fan in the South, like they have pictures of them as a kid wearing right. their team's outfit. Like it's a whole thing.
And not only them as a kid, but they have like grandpa, like it's a generational thing. They've got grandma, you know, or great grandma, you know, wearing a UGA.
Oh, I used to go
sorority sweatshirt, and then grandpa. Oh, they met on campus at a fraternity party. Oh yeah,
I used to go to Auburn games when I was a kid because one of my girlfriends had parents that went to Auburn and grandparents that went to Auburn. So we would all, they would go tailgate, even like her grandmother was head to toe decked out in Auburn, like an Auburn vest, Auburn earrings. Like this is, it was a whole thing that I appreciate. And I love feeling like you're a part of something. I just, since I don't have a tie to a particular school, I feel like I can't jump on a bandwagon. Like the college that I went to didn't even have a football team.
That doesn't matter in the South though. I used to work with a guy who had a UGA tattoo, would go to all the UGA games, would fight with people over the University of Georgia football team. Mm-hmm. I assumed the first half of our friendship that he went to UGA, found out that he didn't. He was a UGA. He grew up in Georgia. I don't think he could get in.
Mm-hmm.
I
think he went to, I wouldn't have been able to get in. Yeah. It's hard to get into.
And I think he went to Georgia Southern, mm-hmm. I think. But he had a Georgia tattoo. Never missed a game.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to the school in order to cheer for the school.
Maybe when Ellie goes to college, that will turn us into college sports fans, you know?
Well, the reason this is coming up is because if you're listening to this on the day of release on Monday, January 10th, the college football national championship is tonight. It's the University of Georgia and Alabama, which is a huge rivalry. I mean, you don't have to know about sports. You just have to live in Georgia to know that. It's a huge rivalry. And there are a lot of Alabama fans in Georgia. There are a lot of couples that live in a house divided. Mm-hmm. One of them is a Georgia fan. One of them is an Alabama fan. Callie and I know some of these couples, and we're just using this platform to urge you to remember the love that you have for each other beyond the football game that's happening tonight.
Yeah, we have some friends who like got in the biggest, they're a couple that doesn't fight regularly. And they've told us before that their biggest fight in their entire marriage has been over sports, like college football. And
because one of them, she went to Alabama and he went to Georgia, or he's from Georgia. He didn't go to Georgia.
I don't know. One's an Alabama fan, one's a Georgia fan. And one of them actually got so mad after a game that they walked home.
Yeah.
Like 15 miles home.
Yeah. From the stadium.
From the stadium after having a fight, and it was about an Alabama-Georgia game. So, you know, this is just, people get really into it. Be nice to your spouse. I will say my parents are having people over to watch the game.
They are?
Exactly. And apparently, like, my mom doesn't care, but my dad was like, well, everyone's into it. Like, we should be into it. So
really?
They're having people over and they're like making chili and yeah.
What?
I know. It's a whole thing.
They really are trying to make up for lost time from quarantine, huh?
Yeah, I think my dad, well, this is one of the people like in their little, you know, pods.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like people that they regularly do things with, but they're big Georgia fans. And my dad was just like, I don't know if he has like skin in the game, so to speak, but I think that he feels just like me of like, oh, this is exciting and we should like cook the food and it's a championship and, you know, whatever.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for Dick's.
Sporting Goods. You just had to do that, didn't you?
What? Lord. I wanted to buy some new hiking shoes because I've taken Ellie out on a couple of, I got a little backpack for her, and I hike, but it's not hiking. Like, I don't have.
Jeff just likes to be outside.
Yeah, I don't have professional hiking gear. It's just, it's a walk that happens to be on a hilly trail, mm-hmm. you know? So I would just use, like, just wear, like, whatever they're called, tennis shoes or sneakers, running shoes, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now that I've got precious cargo on my back, I wanted to get some hiking, like some proper.
So you don't trip and fall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Dick's Sporting Goods made it so easy to purchase, pick up, and then when I got the wrong size, get a new pair. I mean, I did a curbside pickup order, and they sent me an email 8 minutes later, in one case, telling me that my shoes are ready.
That's
awesome. And the next one came within 3 minutes. So wow. I'm grateful for that great customer service.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for heated seats.
That was my good. That experience at Dick's Sporting Goods was my good
outing of the day, errand of the weekend.
That was my good shopping experience of the weekend. I had a bad shopping experience this weekend.
You did.
And I want to share it as a warning so you can be prepared if this happens to you. Because I'll tell you the end of the story right now. I did nothing. I was completely taken advantage of by a 75-year-old.
You were not
yes,
taken
I was.
Advantage of.
I was.
No, Jeff was not taken advantage of. Jeff did not want to correct the 75.
I panicked.
The elderly. Well, I can't say elderly. I'm going to get a text from my dad. The older gentleman checking out at the grocery store. Jeff did not correct him when he did something wrong.
I was making fajitas for dinner. So I got out and I like to make homemade guacamole. So I had avocados and I also had a ton of limes because not only we have limes. I put limes in the on the fajita meat and then also in the guacamole. But I always get extras because Callie sometimes makes these drinks and she squeezes lemons or limes into them. And so I always have. So I got more limes. Anywho, I'm checking out. The avocados were like $2.40 each or something like that.
Expensive.
Yes. So I only got three of them, just enough to make the guac.
Right.
I got like eight limes. The guy checking me out just starts flinging them across the scanner, the avocados, right? And like pushing them to the other end of the belt. And counts the limes as avocados and rings it up that I got like 10 avocados.
Oh, he was confused.
I know. And I watched it happen and it took me a second to process. So
you didn't want to correct him?
No. So I ended up in the limes, just so you know, were 50 cents each.
Yeah.
So I paid for eight. I paid an extra buck and a quarter, right? Something like that for eight limes, I paid an extra $10 for my groceries. It's a lot of money. But by the time
it's your own fault.
It's not the old guy's fault.
Well, it's your own fault for catching it, not saying something.
By the time I caught it, though, he had already like moved on and he had, you know, he was.
You know what you should have done? It's just gone directly from your line to the customer service
desk.
No,
that's terrible. And then gotten him in trouble.
No, he wouldn't get in trouble. Just be like, oh my gosh, I just realized.
That man is confused. He doesn't know the difference between a lime and avocado. They would fire him.
I don't think that they would fire him.
And it would be on me. So anyways, just be prepared. Okay. For the scam the old people are doing to us young folks. They're stiffing us on the produce. So just heads up.
I have a micro anxiety. I'm actually surprised, Jeff, that you're going to look at me like, Why? I have an Apple Watch. I love it. It's quite old, but I only use it to tell time, get email, and check the weather. So really, like, I don't need an upgrade. I don't need any of the fancy stuff. I just use it as a watch, and I like it, and whatever. I have had one text message notification on my phone that will not clear for probably 7 months.
Isn't there a way? Can't you hold your finger on it or swipe on it or something?
I have no idea how to do it. I have looked and I found, you know, because sometimes you have to scroll back and there's like some random text message you didn't check. I've even checked it, you know.
Yeah.
So it clears, still will not clear. I've updated.
Who's
Apple Watch? I have like whatever. I have no idea.
But who's the text message from?
I don't know.
What do you mean
it
you
was
don't
like,
know?
Well, it was months ago that I like scrolled through there and I was like, oh yeah, I've checked it and I can't figure out why, but there's one text message notification. It will not go away. I don't know what to do with it. And every time I look at my phone every day, it irritates me a little bit.
So the actual text message isn't showing up, just the indicator that you have a text message.
Right. So there are never. I never have no messages. There's always at least one. So my baseline is one. And I feel like you're someone that would be like,
it would drive me nuts.
Drive you nuts. So I don't know how to reset it. Like, cause I've updated,
you know what I would have done?
I've updated the watch. Like I've updated it on my, you know how they do those like Apple updates or whatever. Like it's totally updated. I just cannot figure out why there's a text notification and it's not a current text.
You know what I would have done by now? Because that would have driven me so crazy. I would have looked up how to do a hard reset or whatever it's called, where you reset your watch or your device, whatever your device is, to the like to the place where it was when you took it out of the box.
Like the factory reset?
Yeah, whatever that's called. And that, because if you're only using your watch for the basics, you don't have a ton of apps and stuff on there that's going to screw you up by losing.
That's true.
That would drive me so nuts. That's what I would have done.
It drives me a little, like it doesn't drive me insane, but it like irritates me enough to where it's definitely a micro anxiety. So I've got to tackle this. I don't know what to do. If you are someone that knows how to handle this, because I honestly, I'm going to take the easy way out here and just ask for help if anyone knows, because I don't have time to Google it and sit down and figure out like I don't have time to
Google. So I would like one of you to Google for me.
No, I just didn't know if anybody had had like, I'm worried that a deep dive would take an hour or 2 hours out of my life. And this week I just haven't had the time to do that.
The Apple store should have a person who works there who you can ask any question to up to 3 minutes. Like, you just go stand in line and nobody will be at that desk longer than 3 minutes. So you could just walk in and go, hey, listen, I can't get this notification off. What do I do? And they'll tell you.
I feel like there would be, you know, what would be better is if on their website there was like customer support, but it was only in chat.
I think they have that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Get on it.
Well, maybe I should have done that.
I'm glad you brought up a micro anxiety, because I would like to throw out an idea. I have a brand new brilliant idea.
Oh, weird. You know what? Pause right there, because I have decided that we should curate a list of all your brilliant ideas and like put them on the website. So if you're listening and you're like, I remember one of Jeff's brilliant ideas and you can remember any off the top of your head, shoot an email to tbird, T-B-I-R-D at callieandjeff.com so we can compile these, because I feel like the list is quite long.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. A brilliant idea about my brilliant ideas.
Mm-hmm. So what's your brilliant idea?
Okay, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Think this is a Monday idea, okay?
What's a Monday idea?
This is something that we do on Mondays. It's a Monday idea. It's the day of the week. Today's the day that we do it.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's called the MMW.
What's the MMW?
I'm glad you asked. It's a Monday micro win. And what you do in order to put your mind in a state of success, a state of accomplishment, a feeling of achievement right off the top of the bat, is you do something today that you know you will win at. You accomplish something today so that when you cross it off the list, you feel good. Like, it could be tackling a micro anxiety like you have, right? It could be you taking care of your watch, but you do it on a Monday. It's an MMW, a Monday micro win, a guaranteed win. Because then when you go to bed on a Monday night, you think back on your day, and no matter how crappy it was, no matter what went wrong, no matter what went sideways, you still have a win to start your week off. Say MMW, Monday micro win.
I don't think that I can remember. I'm actually going to need to like print up a dictionary of all of your MMWs and your whatever it is. I can't remember all the things that you come up with.
Do you remember? How about this?
I don't think you can remember.
No way. I couldn't. Because there's so many of them. That's why I share them. I give them, I gift them to the world, you know, as soon as I think of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. One of my October lutions was to drink a glass of water before anything else.
Yes.
Okay. I still do that to this.
Do you really?
Yes.
Good job.
First thing I do every day, drink a glass of water. And when I do that, I feel good. Like I'm like, oh, that's something I decided to do. I have done it consistently for X number of, you know, weeks or months now. And it feels like a win. It's like making the bed. You know, there's a story that if you make your bed every single day, no matter what kind of day you have, when you walk into your bedroom and see your made bed, you feel accomplished.
Yeah.
Same idea. Monday micro win. Brilliant idea. Put it on the list. If you're thinking about getting started with therapy, but you don't know how to begin, how to find a therapist, where to even start looking, let me give you one option. It's called BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling that is identical to in-person, face-to-face meetings with a therapist, except they take some of the most difficult steps and just get rid of them. One of the most difficult things for me when I started therapy was the awkward waiting room sitch, where you had to sit in the waiting room awkwardly and wait for the therapist to come out and say your name. You walk back and start your session. None of that with BetterHelp. You to start living a happier life today because you're an Upside listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/upside. Head over there today.
The holiday season is over, and now it is time to take a look at your credit card bills. Credit cards can be overwhelming to navigate when you have multiple cards with different interest rates, but LightStream is here to make it a little less complicated. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. There are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Just for Upside listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's lightstream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest interest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
I think one of the most frustrating things about me is that I always have big plans, but I have terrible follow through. I just get distracted by the next shiny thing. Well, can I tell you that I've stuck with something for over a week now? For over 2 weeks now, it's my skincare routine from Caldera Lab. The reason they've made it so simple, it's just 3 steps. It's a cleanser at morning and night, and then there's a moisturizer for the day, and this magic serum that you put on at night, and I have noticed a difference. The serum is named by GQ as the best natural face serum for men. All I know is that it smells delicious and it feels really good on my skin. So the folks at Caldera Lab figured it out. They figured that if you could make something easy and simple and smell delicious, then they will get guys to use it. And that's exactly what's happening here with me. So ladies, if you got a guy that you wish took better care of his skin, keep it simple for him with Caldera Lab. Right now, if you go to calderalab.com/upside, you're going to be able to take advantage of their best prices of the year, 30% off with the promo code upside. So if you want the special offer, Caldera Lab's biggest sale of the year, 30% off your first purchase of Caldera Lab. Go to CalderaLab.com/upside or use the discount code upside when you check out.
We're going to get to 3 random things in just a second, but I wanted to take the time to introduce you to one of our new partners. The company is called Done, and it is really, really personal to me, which is why I wanted to take a second to like tell you a little bit of my backstory and why this is important to me, because you are going to be hearing me talk about it for the next several months a lot. Done helps people manage their ADHD, and I was virtually, and I was diagnosed when I was in high school. And I've been treated like on and off with medication, with therapy, with psychiatry appointments since then. But ADHD is a very manageable thing. And I think when we were kids, I mean, Jeff, did you know anyone like kids with ADHD when you were?
I think when I was in school, there was still like a weird stigma about it.
Oh my gosh, it was so stigmatized.
And they were just the hyper kids, hyperactivity. But now, it's changed so much. And I just thought of that like a week or two ago, because a friend of mine on Instagram who was struggling their whole life, I never knew this, but was struggling their whole life, just a couple months ago, got an ADHD diagnosis as an adult. And she posted about how much sense everything made. Like once she realized there was a reason for the chaos in her head, she's like, okay, makes sense. She's now getting treatment and her life has changed so much for the better that she was bragging about it, encouraging other people.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And I think a lot of people in our generation.
My point with that is I think the stigma is gone, but yes, I knew people in school, but it was just different.
So I think right. And that's my point is like when we were kids, there was a stigma attached to it. And now it's kind of like, well, why would I not want to get treatment for something that can make my life so much easier? And more adults are being officially diagnosed with it. I mean, for me, I'm not currently on medication right now. Medication certainly makes my life easier. And I started researching it like in my college years. And there are so many things that make sense to me. Like, oh, okay. So not everyone gets stressed about having to do the laundry. And here's why. And it's just a really interesting thing. But it can feel also like you're constantly on a bike pedaling uphill, and it's exhausting, and it doesn't have to be that way. So I'm going to be telling you more details about Done and how you can get treatment as we go through the next 3 months. But I wanted to tell you first why it's so important to me. And if you're someone that's either been diagnosed, but you're not currently being treated, or someone that's undiagnosed and maybe wants to see if you are, and that's something that you actually do struggle with, you can go to done.callieandjeff.com, and that's going to give you a $99 first like diagnosis appointment. And then it's monthly after that. So it's $79 a month. Now, I will tell you, as someone who has received these treatments, gone through the diagnoses and stuff like that, it can cost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to do this, which I think is why a lot of people stray from it. But Done is so much more affordable, and they're working to make that more accessible. And you can check with your insurance and see if insurance will cover it, because they do offer to, you know,
and it's all done,
take insurance.
It's all done virtually. So,
all done virtually.
So you're in the comfort of your own home or in your office with the door closed or wherever, and their professionals are on the other side of a camera wherever they are.
Yes, they're all board certified, and they are the top practitioners. They specialize in ADHD, and it's a really cool service. So again, that is done.callieandjeff.com. That link will get you a $99 first appointment. And if you're like, I have no idea, but I've always been curious, go ahead. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel like you have to know you have it to go in there, because that's what Done is there for. So welcome, Done. We're so excited to have you, and we can't wait for this partnership. Now to get into today's three random things. My first random thing is, do you know what Chantilly cream is?
I mean, I've heard it.
I've seen it like on menus and stuff like that, you know, with like Chantilly cream.
Yeah, I feel like it's part of a dessert at the restaurant you go to on your anniversary or Mother's Day.
Totally. It's actually just a fancy word for whipped cream.
Oh, really?
So
I'm going to start saying that at the house then. If people are over and I'm like, oh, yeah, you want some ice cream? Could I put some Chantilly cream on that for you?
Anyway, so yeah, that'll, you know, that makes a little more sense to me now. And now I don't have to be like, what Chantilly cream? Yeah, it's whipped cream.
You know what we need to start keeping in the house? That is just delicious 24/7.
What?
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. You know, you could just make your own whipped cream.
Yeah, Cool Whip.
You can make your own Chantilly cream.
Cool Whip is different.
It is. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. My second random thing is, okay, we all have heard this like a billion times, right? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. That did not come from scientific research. It's actually from—
ooh, can I guess?
Yeah.
A cereal company.
Yes. It's from a marketing campaign by General Foods in 1944. They coined the phrase to sell more of grape nut cereal, saying nutrition experts say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And that's why our parents told us that. That's why our grandparents told us that. But, you know, we can give credit to the marketing campaign by General Foods who—
I'll save you some time. If you're I generally avoid like the documentaries and the TV shows that are about the food origins and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, because I know that if I watch those, I will never again eat another steak and I like steak too much.
Right.
So I avoid those. I keep my head in the sand, I think is what the phrase is. However, I will go down a deep dive about how corporations
like food lobbying and stuff.
Yes.
It's insane.
And just everything about like the high fructose corn syrup and dairy and, you know, carbs and all of that stuff. And I had a friend of mine who works, and I'm going to be fascinated if this comes true. He's been saying this for like 5 years. He goes, you know what's next on the chopping block? Sodium. He's like, there's going to be—
there's like some sort of salt lobbyists that are going to be—
who's going to take it down. They're going to take down sodium.
It goes to such a high level that like my brain can't even like wrap my head around that, like in 5 years or whenever it is, like we're going to start seeing low sodium this and low sodium that and low sodium that, because there's a company that that gets an advantage of sodium being the focus of stuff, like the same way they did. Remember in the 90s, it was like low fat, like everything had to be low fat. I don't know the origins of that. I would assume that was like a company did that.
Yeah.
Or a diet company whatever.
So, I mean, this is a little bit connected or whatever, but I get so fascinated when there are conversations about politics and politicians or like experts or whatever say, we have to look ahead to the next 20 years, to the next 50 years. And in my head, I'm not even sure what's for breakfast tomorrow.
Right.
And people are having these conversations about, well, in the next election, we're going to be setting ourselves up for the next 20 years of the way. And I'm just fascinated by it.
Which is like amazing for those people, because we need people like that on the earth. But you and I are not them. And my third random thing is most wasabi paste isn't actually real wasabi. Wasabi is actually really expensive, so most companies use horseradish instead. Real wasabi is actually milder than what you get with most of your sushi. And those are my three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. You can call us anytime about anything. 800-434-5454. We love your messages, and your feedback helps us create the best show for you.
Before we play the bulk of our voicemail messages for you, we have a question that we need to answer.
Hello, Callie and Jeff. This is the first time I've called in a very long time. Today was a really hard day. I've been super emotional, and I needed to get outside and move my body and listen to The Upside because I didn't get to start my day with you guys. And anyways, I just had to call and ask a question that I think about every time I listen to your show, and I really wonder if other listeners wonder this thing. So in the beginning of your show, when you guys have a cute little segment, like cute little conversation before you start the intro, and you guys like drop like a final like line where it's like the perfect time for like the show music to start, is that a button that like Kelly says something catchy and then Jeff presses the button and it's like the mic drop, like the intro drop? And then same thing for the end, like, you know, I was just listening to today's show, which is Tuesday the 4th. And you guys are talking about, all right, well, Jeff, your husband of mine, I only have 10 checks left. Cue the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Upside. I'm just curious, is that a button? And like, I would love to see like the behind the scenes. Is that weird? Did anybody else wonder that? right.
I think the behind the scenes, we could show you, we could put some pictures up online or whatever, but I think it would be, do you think most, it would be over underwhelming?
Underwhelming, yeah.
Because I sit on a couch, Callie sits in a chair.
I sit in a recliner.
In a recliner. We both have our feet up and there's just one little box that sits to my left that controls the volume of the microphones and stuff. The stuff that you referred to is called imaging. So music beds, voiceovers, anything that's like produced that's not Callie and I speaking, that's called imaging. And we actually don't hear that when we're creating the show. So when Callie says something funny or whenever that first segment ends, like we can just kind of sense like, oh, that's the final remark. You know?
Yeah, like that's a good place to end it. And then Jeff makes a little, he has a button that will let him know that was like our stopping point for the intro. And then when it's edited, the editor will put the sound and stuff like that in the place where Jeff marked. So he has like a little like kind of remote control thing.
Yeah.
So when we get to the end of something or whatever, he'll mark it and then our editor puts that in the right place and then, yeah, and then starts the show. So, yeah, we don't actually hear it. We just don't. It's just silence for probably like what? We give them like 5 seconds of silence to have enough padding to edit that. And then we go on with our welcome grateful.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Tina. Had to stop the show today regarding the items that Ellie pulled out of the pantry. You could totally make, and it would be outstanding, tomato soup with a grilled peanut butter and pureed pear sandwich. That would be absolutely delicious. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Think organic groceries are too expensive? So do we. Thankfully, there's Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. We've been Thrive Market members for a few years now, and our focus on healthy, quality food is super important to me, especially now that we have an Ellie around and she's eating what we're eating. It's time to step up our game. The Thrive Market site is really easy to navigate, and I know when I click on the baby and kids aisle that whatever I choose is going to be healthy, organic, and high quality for her, and I can feel good about any choice I make when I shop at Thrive Market. I really love their snack options. I've been eating their snacks for years, and now Ellie is eating their snacks. They have her favorite Annie's Bunny Crackers in the small snack bags, which make my life way easier, and it's offered at a better price point than our local grocery store. They have everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. Plus, you can easily shop by diets and values like keto, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, and more. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside. Join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/upside to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/upside.
Hey y'all, this is Jen from Chicago. I'm calling about your car emergency bag and possibility of needing to go to the bathroom, and I have your answer. It is called a Travel John. They are disposable little potty bags for, you know, regular size humans, not little people that are in diapers. And these actually came in super handy because during lockdown, we drove from Chicago to Atlanta and you couldn't go in fast food restaurants and you couldn't go and use public restrooms because everything was locked down. So the kids and I would just be able to use these little bags. They've got those beads in them that turn liquid to solid, kind of like a diaper does. I should be embarrassed to talk about this because everyone made fun of me when I was singing their praises. But then I have had a few converts in my life that think they're amazing. And since we used them on that trip, never had to get out of our car. They can be used multiple times. It was glorious. for little girls that, you know, can't just pop out of the car and go on the side of the road, and for moms that can't just pop out of the car and go on the side of the road. And since then, we've gone hiking and done things as a family, and they've come in really handy for that too, when you're not somewhere close to a public restroom, or perhaps you are at a campsite and there is a bathroom and it's disgusting and you don't want to use that. So Travel Johns on Amazon, I have no shame in my game to say these things are the best. Bye.
Hey guys, as a military spouse, I wanted to put something else out there for that car that's been sitting there, for a vehicle that's been sitting that long and is actually up to date on registration. It could be somebody who's deployed, and they're normally deployed for at least a year. So you could have a soldier whose vehicle's been parked there, and maybe that's why it's abandoned. It's not technically abandoned. They're just not in country. Hopefully it's something like that, not something more serious. Love the show. Bye.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. It's Amy from Dallas. I was just listening to the Random Things and the Healthy Foods, and you mentioned the Dunkin' Donuts veggie egg white omelet sandwich. They no longer offer that. I used to eat it every day, and now when I went to order it, I found out they discontinued it. So that's a bummer. But y'all have a great day.
Always try to look at the upside, not the downside. Look at the positive side of stuff and try to make it work. If you're feeling blue or if you're feeling down, there's got to be something that's going right somewhere around you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it really, right. It works.